Hey, welcome to the podcast. This is Twisted Cat and Rebecca.
Hello.
Hello. We are just now leaving the Alien Weaponry Show in Anaheim. Oh my God. I was literally pushed up against the stage.
I was not.
I was safely behind a wall, and that is good for people who've gotten neck injuries and mosh pits.
That was really good. Let's talk about that opening band first. So,
not tornado, but tornadic.
Wow. I mean, I think they were 12.
Yes.
And they were amazing.
Yes.
Lead singer's voice needs to drop before I can take him seriously doing Static X. But
they did Static X really well.
Oh my God, technically such a strong band. They're going to be amazing, you know, once they get like, 16. So yes, if you're in Orange County, I believe they're local, and you get a chance to see Tornadic, do it. So yeah, this was apparently Alien Weaponry's first all ages show in the U.S. ever. Did you come from that way?
No, keep going straight.
Okay.
At the next light.
Okay, right. Excellent. Don't mind us.
Oh, I was wrong. Damn it.
I will be making a U-turn somewhere where it's not illegal.
Let me navigate. Hey, I can do that.
Yeah, you can do that. My phone is recording a podcast. Let's see. They played a new song that I haven't heard. That was exciting. They were really on tonight. They were having so much fun. I'm pretty sure that the guy off to the left of the stage in the wings there was Dad running lights.
Oh.
So he was enjoying the fuck out
of it. He really was. I didn't know who he was. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Dad. Mom runs the merch booth, and Dad runs like sound and lighting as much as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that way.
Okay.
That I told you not to turn it.
Sure. Yeah, I've been plugging this show on all of the other podcasts for like several weeks now. It was a good turnout. The venue was weird. I've never been to Chain Reaction before.
I liked it.
It was okay. It reminded me of Gilman Street is what it reminded me of. It's just this little, like, not quite a warehousey kind of space.
I mean, the decorations were fantastic.
Sure.
I have never seen anybody actually do that.
It was all band shirts, like, nailed to the wall, essentially.
From the 90s and on.
So everybody who's ever played there, as far as I can tell. That was good. And the water was only $2. I'm happy with that.
And it was all ages.
It was all ages. Yeah, it's cool to see an all-ages show. You don't get those much anymore. At least I don't get those much anymore.
For national tours.
No. There was a kid there who I know was at both Roxy and Ventura. I saw him and I was like, I recognize you. Much like, well, you were in the bathroom or getting an album or whatever. A guy walked up to me, he's like, you were at the Ventura show.
Nice.
So yeah, apparently we're all starting to recognize each other. The new bass player is growing on me. The old bass player had to go back to school.
Oh, okay.
The hazards of being young. The new guy, I guess he was a friend of theirs from back home. The first show I saw of his, he was fairly recently on the tour at that point, and he felt a little off to me. I don't know. Totally felt like part of the band tonight. So that was good.
Yeah, I had no idea he was new to them. So.
Yeah. I could have done with him not continuously putting crotch in my face. But.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
that's what I get for being right up front, I guess.
Yeah, it is. If you don't want them to sweat on you.
Nobody sweat on me. It was kind of fabulous. It was freezing up there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but maybe some of the crowd sweated. But the crowd was really on tonight. Everybody was really super into it. I guess you have to be for a Sunday night show. But it seemed fairly full.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly wasn't sold out, and it certainly wasn't so packed. fact that it was uncomfortable.
Which I'm okay with.
But it was nice. It was a nice, solid crowd. I didn't do a head count or anything, but I'd say there were at least 100 people there.
Yeah, for a weird little small all-ages club on a Sunday night in Anaheim, it's great to me.
I liked that it was the kind of place and the kind of band and the kind of band crowd that there were multiple people who were in wheelchairs or with canes,
yeah,
or other kinds of physical limitations that felt comfortable being there.
Yeah.
Which is not normal for a metal show, and that was awesome.
Yeah, I've seen that at a couple of LA stereo shows, but yeah. And there were the First Nations people were there again, and that was great. In fact, I recognized some of them from some of the LA shows. But yeah, I love that it's a mixed crowd. I will always say this. I'm much more comfortable at like an Alien Weaponry show than I am at a lot of other metal shows. You never know when somebody's going to try to do something really incredibly stupid to me, and I have to mention them because, hashtag stupid such stuff. But it's nice. I feel much more comfortable in a crowd like this.
It was a super friendly mosh pit, as I would have expected.
Yeah, there was, once again, people falling and people picking them up immediately, much like at the Ventura show, we saw that.
And then the thing they did, I don't know what that was. I have never seen anything like that.
Well, I understand, so from Elmo's description, this was all going on behind me, so I didn't see it.
Right, but
from Elmo's description, I think what they were doing is they were doing a shamanic longboat.
They were definitely rowing a boat.
And it was like a line of them.
Yeah, it was a very long line of humans.
Yeah.
First two, just a couple started it, and then people sat down one by one behind them and joined the rowing motion.
So the video for that song has people in one boat.
Okay.
So
that explains everything. It kind of fits with the rhythm of the song and what I was getting from the lyrics. So it was actually really beautiful. It was actually really beautiful that the entire crowd just parted and that many people joined. The line got so long, I couldn't see the back of it. So there were at least 20, 30, maybe more people in that line. And it was kind of hilarious, some of them realizing halfway through that they were going to have to keep using their abs longer than they maybe had bargained for.
I love it.
Solid show.
Yeah.
Excellent lighting.
Yes. I will say that once again, someone is using that fucking highlighter yellow, but I guess I'm gonna have to get over it at this point.
You don't like that yellow?
I bitch about the highlighter yellow every single show.
No. I don't mind it.
But the lighting in general was really good, and the highlighter yellow, other than it just being like now my weird tick, did not actually bother me. I got some amazing photos made right up against the stage.
You sure did.
It was just so good.
They were so
good.
They're super positive too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sick of fans who like yell at their crowd and belittle them. I'm just not
Yeah, no, they did none of that.
No. They were even like, you guys are awesome because we get to do our dream. Thank you. And I love them again. So that's just the other
I also love that they were calling out the radio show DJ
who played them. Jose Mangan. Now, Jose Mangan, they have called him out at every show.
Really?
The reason that they're big in the U.S. at all
is
because of liquid metal. It's a serious XM. Station, satellite station. And Jose does liquid metal and he does off band. And they're one of a number of bands who are super grateful to him because he's always like, playing new bands. But I did actually learn about them from SiriusXM, even though I listen to them all the time. I found them on YouTube and I was like, oh my god, these guys are amazing. And then, like, maybe 2 weeks later, I heard Jose play them.
Okay.
But yeah, I do a lot of searches for indigenous rock and indigenous metal because it's cool, it's neat. That's how I found the Who, H-U, not H-O, or W-H-O, who are from Mongolia, and they're going to be in L.A. In December. They're playing three shows in December. You should go see them.
Are you going to kidnap me again?
I might. They're playing a show in Pomona, at the Glass House, and then they're playing a show like the Fonda or something. That one may be sold out, but I'm pretty sure the one at the Glass House is not.
You've never been to the Glass House?
That'd be great. It's a venue like that.
Okay.
You're right.
I would like it.
Yeah. I have no seating whatsoever. Fine. but, and, like, a bunch of First Nation North American metal bands that I found on YouTube. But, yeah, that's how I found these guys. I was like, oh, my God, they're so good. And then they started playing, and I was like, so Pat is not with me because he is still in Japan. And Rick is not, Batman is not with me because he's still in the Philippines. And so they both missed a most excellent show where you could actually touch the stage. And it probably doesn't suck to be them because I'm sure they're on wonderful shows.
Yeah.
And now I can stop being butt hurt at them. Anyway. So, I have no idea what the next show is that we'll be reviewing, but stay tuned. I'm sure it'll end up online at some point. In the middle! Podcast stuff!